And it is the Coach Home, and it's John Gibbons hosting this week. And we're going to look at other things going on in the Premier League outside our little LFC bubble. And we'll start with victorious Newcastle United. Alex Hurst, they were meant to be crowning champions. Everton, crowing out a couple of weeks ago how they were going to run away with that. And you dismissed them fairly easily.
Yeah, for the first time in a while at St James's Park anyway, I thought we were well worth that win. Everton offered very little. In fact, Everton approached the game like we were the team at the top of the league, which is really surprising. And I think a lot of people who have seen Newcastle play this season will know if you attack us, you've got a great chance of winning. So it was very comfortable in the end. I mean, the first half was dire. And then the second half, I thought Newcastle were well worth the win. And that late goal from Calvert-Lewin maybe put a bit of a shine on the result for Everton. We don't really like Everton either for some mad reason. Their fans always like to dig in at us and Jordan Pickford and all that, which is hilarious, by the way, that he was dropped for that game. So it's always nice to beat them.
Yeah, and as you say, good value for it. I watched the game and I thought, if it wasn't for a decent performance from the guy who came in for Jordan Pickford, I don't think Jordan would have saved a couple of them. Could have been much more.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think Jordan's arms are long enough to get a couple of the balls that his replacement did. But you know what? It's just so weird at the minute. This season's mental. At Newcastle have been largely dreadful. And, the last couple of results, fans have really been getting at the back of Steve Bruce. He is terrible at building bridges and can't stand any criticism. So on Friday, he said any criticism was only coming from keyboard warriors, which is just like a laughable thing for a manager to say.
Well, especially as everyone's a keyboard warrior now. What do you want us to? We can't get in the ground.
Exactly. Plus, I think the future of modern warfare will mostly be fought over keyboards, so I don't know what he'll say then. But you know what? As much as I have disliked him, he got his team selection spot on.